قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: من هماني لا يشبعان، طالب علم وطالب دنيا.
دو گرسنه‌اند که هرگز سیر نشوند، خواهان علم و خواهان دنیا.
Two greedy persons never get satiated: the seeker of knowledge and the seeker of this world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام: من همان لا يشبعان، طالب علم وطالب دنيا. علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام says in نهج البلاغة that two greedy persons never get satisfied: the seeker of knowledge and the seeker of this world. So the people who have greed for knowledge, they would always want more knowledge. And the people who have greed for this world, meaning either fame or wealth or whatever which is to end in this world, will never be satisfied either. So they would want more and more. They would always want, if you have wealth, you would want more. If you have fame, you would want more. If you have a big house, you would want a bigger house. You would want everything more from this dunya. So if you build a thirst for this dunya, like the water from the oceans, it is sour, so if you drink from it, you develop more thirst. And that's how this world is. The more you drink from it, the more you take from it, the more you want from it. So you need to try and develop that self-satisfaction. Or you need to develop the urge for knowledge, or the urge for the hereafter, or the urge for good deeds, or the urge for the obedience of God, or something that would make you content from this world and take you closer to God. So the term he uses is two greedy persons, manhuman. So sometimes, you know, the people who have that that urge or that greed for something. And the first he mentions is طالب علم. So knowledge. Knowledge is vast. And everything that you learn is knowledge. Well, I'm not sure if that statement can be 100% true, but not everything that we learn may be knowledge, but most of the things that we learn are knowledge. And knowledge is beneficial. So you should learn everything. But there are certain knowledge which are more important than others, like the knowledge about your faith, the knowledge from the Holy Quran, knowledge from the words of the infallibles, peace be upon them, and the knowledge of the things which are permissible and impermissible, and all of the knowledge and literature that you may learn. So it is important that we seek good knowledge. So there may be categories of different sciences and arts, and all of those are regarded as knowledge. So there may be knowledge which are to do with this world and the knowledge about the hereafter. It is important that we learn everything, everything that is needed in our life. Some things may not be useful, but all the things which are useful in our life, we must learn. And all of those beneficial sciences in our lives are extremely important. Thank you very much for listening.